I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Egypt's military government says the Muslim Brotherhood are terrorists. The declaration was made on December 25th, followed by deadly clashes with police. Open Doors' David Curry says despite the risk of backlash, Christians will be celebrating the birth of Christ January 7th.
What we're seeing is the maturity under pressure of the Egyptian church. These are people who love God and in distress have turned to Him, and the churches are growing stronger.
Did you catch that? People are still coming to Christ. Prayer is key in the season.
Until January 6th, they're still going to be in their Christmas season, and they are going to be targets. Pray for Egyptian believers.
Next, have you ever had a verse pop into your head right when you needed it most? New Tribes Missions is asking for your help to renovate New Tribes Bible Institute, a school that equips missionaries with the spiritual and mental tools they need for those tough times on the field. The Institute has been training missionaries for half a century now, and they've seen God do some amazing things through them. So please consider helping New Tribes renovate so that this training can continue. And Christmas is over for most people, but never what it represents. So why not take some of the love that Jesus gives and pay it forward? Gary Bishop, president of Far Corners Missions, details their giving book as one way to do so all year long.
So I encourage people to go to our website, and they can see 22 different ways they could bless the lives of people that are suffering in such really, really drastic human suffering, but also are lost in spiritual darkness.
Don't forget about those who are in need. You can find a link on our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up for our new and improved free e-news blast. Features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.